Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now it's time for drama personified here, the weekly talk radio countdown show. It's a big deal, and here is the biggest deal of them all, Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen here to sort of bounce the ball down the road of history. How's that? Pretty good, huh? Like that. Down the road of history.
We are living dramatic history. It is dramatic.
It really is. The people list, the story list, yep, from Talkers Magazine. You can find these lists, by the way, at talkers.com, where the magazine, I put that in quotation marks, everything's online. You have that, and you have the list also at djvshow.com. So a lot of things, yes, it is a momentous time. I look forward to a time. At some point, you'll go back over the how many years we've been doing this. There's always drama. I think there's always, and that's why, you know, it's so interesting to listen to good talk radio programs. But you know, the other side of it is, do we need a rest?
Well, you can always take your own rest. You know,
yeah, just shut everything off.
One of the aspects of free speech and free media is you're free not to listen, read, or watch. I mean, you don't have to.
Yeah,
you realize there are many, many, many people. I would say a significant percentage of the population are completely tuned out to all of the stuff that we consider to be so pressing. They don't think about it.
We did a poll this week on our social media about what people were thinking, and there were a couple of folks who responded with, "I don't watch the news, I don't listen to the news, I don't read the news, I get my news from social media." Which is one of the things that...
Aren't they informed?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Well, do we sound arrogant? Well, we're not journalists, so, you know, we sound...
Oh, I don't think anybody is a journalist. I don't think they ever were. I think journalism is something that people have a tendency toward doing. Some do it better than others, but there's no pure anything when it comes to this type of thing.
So what do you think was the motivation, just before we get to the story list, the House Judiciary Committee this week voted to pass this House Bill 4330, which is entitled the Protect Reporters from Exploitive State Spying Act, which apparently has been brought about by the revelation that confidential sources are being tapped by federal law enforcement agencies.
That's a problem, and it's an issue that's always existed.
It's not new, though, really.
No, it goes all the way back to the beginning of time. There's always been a tense, confrontational relationship between the free press and any government. Governments and the press, you know, they operate at odds with each other. They try to have the governments try to do things in secret. The press tries to find out stuff. Governments have enormous power of the state to spy, to coerce, and to restrict rights. It's a constant balance. It's a constant struggle, and that's why, as we said earlier, there's constant drama. But what do I think of it? I don't know whether it has any teeth or will have any traction.
Yeah.
But in theory, I'm all for it. I don't think necessarily it could be enacted with complete confidence. Mm-hmm. Shall we do the 10?
Here we go. Please, start with the people list if you'd like.
Nah, I'd like to start with the stories.
Let's go with
because that's the way we do it, and I don't want to confuse our listeners. Not that they're capable of being confused. I think I might confuse myself, actually. Okay. Severe weather, climate change, NCAA basketball, and I'd throw in there, even though it's not officially listed, Tiger Woods back in action at the Masters. That's kind of interesting. That's at number 10. Number 9. And this is interesting. In the last 2 years, this is the lowest that COVID-19, not that 9 is low, it's still a major topic, but it's the lowest that it's been in terms of conversation on talk shows, and specifically talk radio, this past week, number 9. Number 8, a tie between big tech social media and mainstream media.
Do you think that people confuse, if you will, social media and big tech? They think they're one and the same sometimes because it takes technology.
I think so, but when we say big tech, we mean it in relationship to communications. And so there's a close tie between big tech and social media. I don't think of big tech necessarily as being people that manufacture equipment or that nature.
Although
a company like Apple would be right on the borderline between manufacturers of equipment and controllers of communication. At number seven, immigration. At number six, crime, race relations, and Florida's Don't Say Gay law. At number five, the Supreme Court of the United States nomination and confirmation at the end of the week. And that's tied with the Hunter Biden investigation. They don't have anything to do with each other, but they're both at the number five position.
But I'll bet you it reaches the Supreme Court sometime.
That's possible, certainly. Partisan politics tied with the 2022 and 2024 elections. That's number four. I laugh because this is the first year I remember having two elections, 2 years apart, both being on the survey simultaneously.
I mean, we don't have enough to talk about. We have to be so focused on politics, some of us, that it supplants things like what's going on in the economy and what we can pay for and buy and how that's being affected by the war. It seems to me those would be much more in people's minds.
Well, there's no more honeymoon period. There used to be what was called the honeymoon period, where it was considered to be bad form to be politicking during the off season. Now there is no off season. The next election starts. The next election starts even before the election happens. Mm-hmm. And that brings us to number three, the January 6th committee. And I want to mention that that was January 6th, 2021. We've already passed January 6th, 2022. And the biggest problem facing that committee is if the Republicans take over the House, that'll be the end of that committee. Mm-hmm. And it just seems to be grinding on at a snail's pace, although they say a lot is happening. I don't know. It also depends on what your politics happen to be in terms of wishing it speed or wishing it slowness. Mm-hmm. The economy is at number two, and Russia-Ukraine war tied with U.S. foreign policy at number one. Now we can do the people. Elon Musk is at 10, Ketanji Brown Jackson at 9, Jen Psaki at 8. Number 7 is Hunter Biden. Number 6, Ron DeSantis. Sarah Palin is at 5. Donald Trump and Ivanka Trump at 4. Vladimir Zelensky is 3. Vladimir Putin is 2. And Joe Biden is number 1.
So I wonder how many of those people on that list would make good talk show hosts. Would Elon Musk be a good talk radio host? Would Ms. Jackson be? Would Jen Psaki wants a job like that, apparently, right?
The reason she's on the survey is that they seem to be going after her at MSNBC.
Mm-hmm. So what happens to Rachel Maddow, who's probably the best thing they got, at least in my estimation?
I'm not sure what role Jen Psaki would be slated for, but
Rachel's on leave because she's producing some Broadway show, and so the rumor mongers have it that Psaki goes into that slot. Whether that's true or not, I guess the remains to be seen. But
Psaki's a smart person. I just don't know if she has the talent that Rachel Maddow displayed.
Smart and being a good host don't necessarily always go.
No, exactly. Rachel, regardless of whether you agree with her politics or her journalism, to use a term we said earlier, or her commentary, Rachel Maddow has a talent for filling the screen with herself.
Yep.
In other words, she owns that spot when she's there.
Yes.
She's not just a person. She's got that, and that's important. I don't know whether Jen Psaki has it, although I do think that Jen Psaki knows how to take care of herself under fire.
Yeah.
So,
but I look at this other, like Hunter Biden. What would he be flat because he's not that bright? DeSantis, would he make a good talk show host? You know, these guys, a lot of these politicians, after they're done, that's what they do. Or sometimes before, look at the former vice president. He had a statewide program in Indiana, didn't he? Do I remember that?
Well, he came out of talk radio.
Yeah, right.
He is, as they would say, a product of talk radio. Mm-hmm. I hate that kind of terminology. You know what I mean?
Sarah Palin.
I wonder what's going to happen to him. I mean, he's in a strange limbo, if you will. in terms of his political career.
Yeah, well, maybe he needs to do something else. Become board of directors. You know, just go somewhere. Because you're not. He doesn't have the starch to make it any further than he's made it. And most people look at him and say that he's not even a good second guy to go to.
Really. Well, he's a man without a core. He doesn't have a base. He doesn't have he doesn't have a base. The people on his side hate him, and the people on the other side hate him. It's like,
how would the Donald Trump Ivanka Trump show be?
That would be very exciting.
I think that'd be an interesting show.
Oh yeah, yeah. They,
you know. I've always liked her. There's something about her that it seems different than what the rest of the family. I mean, she just seems different. She seems to care about her father. And there was a lot of influence. Didn't you think at the beginning of his term, she was very influential, and then she sort of just disappeared?
Why do you think she disappeared?
Because I think she was frustrated that her father didn't listen to her. He didn't listen to anybody. It seemed at first, though, that maybe he might listen to her, but, you know.
In other words, you don't think that somewhere along the line Donald Trump said to himself that Jared and Ivanka are not making me look good, and that people think that they're lightweights, and maybe I'd better get them out of the spotlight.
You know, she's no lightweight. Her husband, I think, is kind of a lightweight, but I don't think she is. But anyway, maybe that's it. Yep. Could be that's the case. We're here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. A quick reminder about weight loss success using Calitrin. Find it at toploss.com. Take advantage of the 25th anniversary, selling $25 off anything you buy at toploss.com.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete,
and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Is your child America's next top young scientist? If you know a middle school student who loves STEM, it's time for them to show what they know and compete for a chance to win $25,000 plus an exclusive opportunity to work with a 3M scientist to help bring their idea to life. Enter this year's 3M Young Scientist Challenge, held in partnership with Discovery Education, by April 26th. Visit youngscientistlab.com/challenge to learn more.
Got a broken down boat with seats chewed up by rascally raccoons? Or a vintage pickup you keep promising to fix up? Give your unwanted vehicle the boot by donating it to Alex's Lemonade Stand Foundation for Kids with Cancer. They'll pick up your vehicle at no charge and hassle-free. Every donation means more dollars for children facing this disease. Simply go to carsthatcure.org or dial 855-CAR-ALSF. That's carsthatcure.org or 855-227-2573.
Do you really want to command top dollar for your services? You know, it all starts with showing up to work on time. This is Bill Martinez, man of God, conservative, and one of the largest nationally syndicated Hispanic radio hosts in the country. According to a U.S. labor study, if you regularly showed up for work, you were in the top 25% of the U.S. labor force. Imagine. Now, what do you have to do to be in the top 1% and really excel? If you show up for work every day on time, have an idea of what you're going to do, set out to do it, and you actually do it, you're in the top 1%. Sounds pretty easy, right? All you got to do is deliver on your promise as an employee. Today in a marketplace starving for qualified candidates, your 1% mindset and production will deliver the highest income and career growth for you and your family. My parents taught me the value of hard work. Seize the day. God did not create us for mediocrity. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information, check out my show at BillMartinezShow.com.
If your office is reopening, Staples has you covered.
Back to the office, back to in-person meetings.
Staples has you covered.
In the office one day, home the next. I need to be able to work from anywhere.
Staples has you covered with everything you need for everywhere you work. Right now, save $15 when you spend $75 on select items. Everything you need for the office, home, anywhere. Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 4/16. In-store only. Coupon required. One per customer. See store or staplesconnect.com for exclusions and details.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, What do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's 23 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here with the charts for the week of April 4th to the 8th at number 10. Among other things, the NCAA basketball season, March Madness, even though it's April. I guess that is something you...
It ended at the beginning of the week, so
yeah,
last weekend. So there was there are many places in the country where that's as big a deal as the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I know it. And mostly in my reading of it, from my experiences being on the air, the states that are big on football, also big on this, like Ohio, Florida, Texas, you know, states like that that seem to be really...
College sports are very big in areas that, it's big all over the country, but in some areas the college team is bigger than the nearby professional team.
Yeah.
You know.
I have, I'm going to get off on a tangent here with your permission for a second, because something's happened in my family this week that is, it's not a tragedy, but it's not good. My son played basketball and football in high school. And he had some concussions from on both. He got hit in the head with a basketball and knocked him out. He had a couple of circumstances on the football field where he got hurt badly. And he's in the mid-40s now, and he's found out that he has a condition that comes. It's not CTE. It's a very rare condition that's brought about by having these sorts of blows to your head. And so I say people are very angry at me when I talk about football parents and how irresponsible it is. But every single day, and this has come back around to being personal with me, there are these examples of people who have their lives, not Brendan's life's not ruined, but it's not wasn't helped by now he has to go into all of these various clinics and they have to deal with this stuff. And I wonder what it is sometimes, how people get so blind to the effects of these things to the point where, it's great sport, teaches you to be a man, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I only say that because I look at all the excitement over basketball and football, and I wonder, what really is the most important thing here? Is this the most important? I mean, you'd think that March Madness was one of the most important things to happen in our country all year long.
it's one of the more important unimportant things. I mean, we have to have important unimportant things as well as unimportant, important things, and then stuff in the middle. I mean, that's what it's all about. I mean, you're talking about the very basis of certainly what I deal with in our attempt to sort this all out. But you raise a very complicated issue. Let me change the focus. Are you beating yourself up personally over this?
That I didn't take him out earlier?
Yeah, I mean, because you're finding fault with the system, and I'm not accusing you of being unfair, but you're shedding the light of criticism, scrutiny on the process, mm-hmm. and yet you were a parent of a child who was playing these games.
Was 30 years ago, and I didn't guess I knew any better. It wasn't until after that I got on the bandwagon that I did. While I was on the Board of Trustees of my alma mater and attacked the football system in Ohio, the college football system, and how many people were getting scholarships, how many people were getting hurt, and I was basically run off the board because of it. So, yeah, it was. But that wasn't until the, that would have been, I don't know, when I did that, it was probably 9 years ago, 8, 9 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's... pressure.
Well, there's certainly a gradation. There's a gradation of danger from one sport to another. After the break, maybe we should continue this discussion.
I want to talk about the NBA season, too, and how it plays into the NCAA basketball season, if you will, as we continue on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show, 28 past the hour.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, I'm Carl Amari. For nearly 40 years, I've been licensing the rights to classic radio shows, including The Shadow, Jack Benny, Gunsmoke, Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Abbott and Costello, and many more. Today, I have over 100,000 classic radio shows, and because I work with the owners and estates, I'm provided the master recordings, which are superior sound quality. Each month, I select 10 classic radio shows and send them to Classic Radio Club members along with detailed liner notes about each show. If you'd like to receive 10 amazing-sounding classic radio shows sent to you each month, either on CD or via digital download, visit ClassicRadioClub.com. And now, every Classic Radio Club member will receive an email from me each week with a digital download link to the full 5-hour Hollywood 360 podcast. The links never expire, so you can listen anytime you'd like. Learn more about the Classic Radio Club at ClassicRadioClub.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is planning to speak to the leader of India on Monday. He's expected to ask the Prime Minister to take a hard line against Russia over its war in Ukraine. India has taken a neutral stance on the war and continues to purchase energy from Russia. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the administration continues to support Ukraine's defensive needs.
Assessing, reviewing every single day the requests from the Ukrainian military and Ukrainian leadership.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says simply supplying Ukraine doesn't go far enough.
We want the Ukrainians to win, to defeat the Russians.
Both appeared on Fox News Sunday. During a traditional mass in St. Peter's Square, Pope Francis asked people to pray for Ukraine. He denounced the violence, asking for an Easter truce. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Officials report there's been a massive drug bust in Los Angeles.
In what's being described by Orange County, California, as its largest drug bust in about 16 years, authorities say they've recovered roughly 1,000 pounds of drugs after pulling over a minivan last month. According to a press release by the Orange County DA's office, Buena Park police recovered over 800 pounds of meth, nearly 190 pounds of cocaine, and about 20 pounds of fentanyl. Orange County DA Todd Spreitzer explains just how deadly fentanyl can be.
20 pounds that we recovered can kill half of New York City, half of Los Angeles, and Orange County, California, my county, 1.5 times. It's cheap. It's manufactured in China, it's imported, and then processed in Mexico.
Former President Trump has endorsed television personality Dr. Oz in his campaign to fill the Senate seat in Pennsylvania, vacated by retiring Senator Patrick Toomey. Trump's endorsement was posted on Twitter by his spokeswoman, Liz Harrington. In his endorsement, Trump noted that Oz is pro-life and very strong on crime. English rock band Pink Floyd has released new music for the first time in 28 years. Proceeds from the project, titled Hey Hey Rise Up, will help with humanitarian relief in Ukraine amid its ongoing conflict with Russia. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
1 in 44 children have some kind of autistic problem. Children from low-income families were more likely to get diagnosed than those in wealthier families.
Remember, low-income families with WIC or some kind of food supplementation, they can't get it unless the children are vaccinated. You said lower-income families.
Yeah.
They can't qualify for assistance if their kids aren't vaccinated. Now, that is a crime against nature.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, 34 after the hour, it's the weekly talk radio countdown show for the first full week of April. I'm Doug Steffen, here with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, having a conversation about sports. I say this sort of refreshingly, I think I've said this a couple times recently, as just every once in a while a sports story creeps back into the top 10, which I find refreshing. Because it kind of gets our mind off of some of the other things that are big and scary, you know. Not that what we've been talking about wasn't big and scary with regard to those people getting hurt playing certain sports. But, you know, there's the relief of conversation about Tiger Woods, for example, who apparently, you know, there's the money on him this weekend at the Masters is substantial. But apparently it's upset the pool. I don't know that much about it. You don't bet on sports, do you?
I never bet on sports. I have never bet on sports ever once in my life. Never. Mm-hmm. No. Not that I'm some kind of high and mighty moralist. It's just not, to me, a good bet.
No. So, betting is not a good bet. I think no matter what you're betting on.
Gambling, I like to have some type of control over my investments.
Uh-huh.
Let's just put it that way. And yeah. So there's a very fine line between legitimate investments and gambling. And some people that are just as much gamblers as a guy that plays blackjack do it on the stock market or do it with cryptocurrency or do it with a number. You know, a lot of people who think that they're business investors, they're really gamblers. They don't have a clue. So when I say I don't gamble on sports, it's not that I am, you know, it's not a pejorative against people that do, although I have my own personal feelings about any kind of gambling addiction, you know, or if you gamble to the detriment of your family.
Well, the ads for the lottery always say, please gamble responsibly, you know.
Yeah. Well, I may do a quick tangent. I'm very concerned about the impact upon our culture that sports has been taken over by the gaming industry and that the main sponsor now of all sports media is gambling and that young people who watch football, basketball, baseball are inundated with the glorification and the mainstreaming of betting on sports. I think it's killing the sportsmanship aspect of it. It's taking away the team aspect of it in terms of loyalty and the joy that people get, you know, being involved in the culture of a team. And it's all part of the get-rich-quick idea that takes away from legitimate thinking in business. That being said, you know, I'm still sitting here reeling over the news about Brandon and your situation and the conversation we had about the responsibility of parents and looking out for their kids' safety when it comes to school sports.
Mm-hmm. Well, does it bleed on?
Topic.
Does it when you? Yeah, I mean, the idea of like the NBA regular season is ended the same time that March Madness ended, so you think. These guys who sign a contract, whether it's basketball, football, soccer, whatever it is, but they sign a contract to make X amount of dollars. So, and I don't like the word assumption, but perhaps the theory here is that they know what they're signing up for, so it's not the same as a youngster playing a football game that, you know, seems to bring excitement to his high school or his college or whatever it is. When you sign on the dotted line, for me, that changes the responsibility that people have. You're responsible for yourself in that circumstance. So I'm not so worried about the professional sports athletes as I am some of these kids that, frankly, don't know any better, and neither do their parents. Does that sound arrogant?
No, it sounds very honest. It's an honest assessment of the situation. There's a major difference between a grown man or a grown woman playing a sport for a living, sport that they have already been through the rigors of proving themselves that they are worthy of being on a professional level by their accomplishments on the minor league or the amateur level. It's a different thing. I do think that that doesn't diminish concern over certain sports being particularly dangerous. I do think there's a great difference between the dangers inherent in basketball than the dangers inherent in football. And then what about MMA, mixed martial arts? I mean, that's
the
where
women that are getting into that now.
The women are incredible athletes and fierce competitors. There was once a time when women in sports that had hitherto been dominated by men, they didn't have the same level of skills. It took a while for it to be a cultural thing where girls grew up where it's part of their culture to be able to do that. We've reached a point now where basketball, softball, and particularly mixed martial arts, where the female matches are as interesting and as competitive and as dramatic and as violent as the male. Especially in the UFC or whatever it's called, the big league that is MMA. You know, you had Ronda Rousey who went on to a
big strong girl,
and then fell. I mean, she got whipped. I mean, beaten to a pulp in front of the. You know, when do you see women getting beaten to a pulp in terms of contemporary history? But now, it's part of the scene. Major paradigm shift. In terms of the role of the genders in terms of
interesting
violent sports.
That she and Gina Carano, who also was an MMA artist, but they're both good-looking. They've made movie careers. Or at least Gina had a career until she did something on one of the social media things that sort of cast her aside. But the other, some of these women, I saw a picture of a woman this week who was a champion, and she's huge, muscular, and raring to go, and she doesn't look like she'd make in the movies, but she certainly looks like she would be someone to not want to, no one want to confront her in a situation where, you know, you're worried about your health and well-being. So, listen, yeah. It's just a priority as much as anything else. So, let's spend a moment. You and I both love the space program and the research that's being done. This is off the story list and the people list, but what a wonderful, when you look at how inspirational science and technology is and what this week was detected by that web. The latest,
they haven't even started with that. This is stuff. It found the furthest individual star that we could see, the James Webb Space Telescope, and they're just like playing around with the focus. This thing hasn't even. I told you months ago that the James Webb Telescope is going to change our entire world. Mm-hmm. It's going to change the human race's understanding. Of course.
Well, people will understand. There was a big discussion this week. I had Uri Geller on talking about UFOs or aliens, as, you know, he's always been associated with that element that, are there really UFOs, et cetera, et cetera. Well, when you consider that, as you've said, there's this galaxy and a planet that sits 13.5 billion, excuse me, I'm choking on it, 13.5 billion light years away, and we can see it. It looks like first thing they said was, "Well, it looks like it could be another Earth."
It's a star. It's a star, not a planet.
With a solar system around it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a star in a galaxy. Now we can see galaxies further than that, but we can't see individual stars in those galaxies past this point, but this was the Hubble Space Telescope that discovered this. This is not the James Webb.
Right.
This is the Hubble Telescope.
The old one.
The old one that was launched in 1990. So this other thing is going to really, I predict, it will find signs of a biosphere on one of the exoplanets within a year. And that means life. Doesn't necessarily mean, you know, high-tech life or intelligent life, but there's got to be life out there. There has to be, based on the numbers.
Of course there is. It's so arrogant to think that we're the only ones. Good Lord. That's silly. I wonder if the other planet has Pink Floyd, though, on it. What do you think? Pink Floyd.
It's funny you mentioned Pink Floyd went back in the studio. They're out of retirement, making a song to benefit the people of Ukraine.
That's why I brought them up. Yeah.
You know,
did you listen to it?
No.
Yeah, I was thinking of Gun Hill Road, the group that you're in.
But
go back in the studio and let's do some stuff.
I'm in the studio right now. I have a song coming out that you're gonna like. It's called Idiots.
Perfect. All right, let's talk about that in a moment. 44 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. with enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true. It's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge Muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's.
Today's topic, Easter style.
I love when everyone's dressed in their Easter best.
Then you need to check out the deals at Kohl's. I got 25% off the perfect floral dress, a new shirt for my husband for only $34.99, and got 25% off outfits the kids are going to look adorable in. Cue the family photo op. Exactly. Did I mention you can also get an extra 30, 20, or 15% off with your Kohl's card and earn Kohl's cash?
Looks like some bunny hunted down the savings.
Select style, 30, 20, and 15% off on April 16th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
All right, so 48 after the hours, the Pink Floyd band reunion to record that song for Ukraine. This is something, I mentioned something about your band, the folks on Gun Hill Road. I thought that was, you have recovered, or is that the right word? Recovered some songs, and you have some new songs at Gun Hill Road. And right. I wonder if Pink Floyd, although they always sounded the same to me.
Yeah, well, Pink Floyd has clearly been inspired by me and Gun Hill Road.
Yeah.
To go back. I'm sure of that.
Yes.
They said, oh, that Harrison could do it. Why can't we?
Yes, right, exactly. So they're a bunch of old duffers, man. You look at some of these rockers from when we were kids, kind of like us, I guess, in a manner of speaking.
Well.
They all have to be pushing 80 anyway. And it's just funny, the concept of, you know, this guy and his guitar and the string, and just it's I find it intriguing, kind of fun. The music, it's one of those things. So much attention focused on Ukraine. All forms, all aspects of society are focused on this one thing. So it'd be interesting to see how this shakes out as it moves till next week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison here with Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
All right, 53 after the hour, time for our weekly overview with Victoria Keelan of the top five items from the world of technology. As we review them from number five, number one, we think, we'll start with Netflix first, I guess, Victoria. What have they done, what have they done to my Netflix?
Well, Netflix got a real boost in publicity this week after Pete Davidson starred in an SNL video, which was like a music video where he and some friends were singing about how on when you go on Netflix and you pick a movie, they should have a short, they called it the short-ass movie category. So if you, that there needs to be something that's under 90 minutes, so you can just have that separate from going through all of the other, you know, movies and then waiting to see what the runtime is. And so it was a very funny video. It went viral, like most of the SNL videos do. And so the onus then was on Netflix, and Netflix said, hey, everybody, not related to, although it seems pretty suspicious, they said not related to Pete Davidson's video, but starting last Monday, April 4th, that you can actually separate, you can actually go to see the category of short-ass movies that are under 90 minutes. Now, this aired on Saturday night. Monday morning, suspiciously, they have this new category, so Pete Davidson's getting a lot of credit for creating it.
There you go. Number four on our list, Google offering employees what?
Well, Google's kind of, I mean, in many ways, right, they've been tone deaf on a lot of issues. This is sort of another one that's getting a backlash. Google is preparing to bring employees back to the office at the end, you know, this week or next week, depending on where you are. And so as an incentive to get people back into the office, because most people don't want to go back, they're offering free electric scooters, and they think this will help ease the transition. Sending yourself to the ER on the way to work is a great way to incentivize employees to come back to the office. These things are pretty powerful. They go up to 20 miles per hour, which is really fast to be on a scooter, like a standing scooter. And they've got a range of about 15 and a half miles. So Google's going to be paying for these scooters for the employees, and they just ask that employees use them at least 9 times a month, and that will offset the membership fee. If this works, we'll see. I don't know. They've spent a lot of money on real estate over the pandemic. They've acquired a lot of office space, like a lot of tech companies have, so we'll see if it works.
That's a huge, I've told you.
going down Pico in Westwood, right near UCLA. There was a huge mall. They took the whole thing and gutted it. And they've set it up for like 4,000 people in that office.
They've doubled down. All the tech companies have in New York as well as other cities. So we'll see if it works.
Number three on our countdown to number one in the world of technology is a crackdown on e-books. By whom, for what reason?
Well, a lot of people who like to shop on the Barnes & Noble Android app are unhappy with this because they're no longer able to buy any digital books in the app. And this is because Google Play has a policy deadline that's passed. It's been in the works for more than a year and a half where you have to use Google Pay if you are on an Android and you want to buy a book in the Barnes & Noble app. Now, the weird thing is Barnes & Noble, you know, has been... Amazon had their own product called Nook, which went, you know, they've had a lot of different competitions with Barnes & Noble, and eventually they kind of put Barnes & Noble out of business, essentially. And so, for whatever reason, Amazon is now putting the squeeze on e-book readers. So it's another thing that, you know, if you have an Android, I find Androids, I'm an iPhone user long time, so Androids to me constantly have issues like this. If you're using an Audible membership, that also now you can't pay directly through Audible, you've got to pay through Google Pay. It's just getting to be kind of clunky and more
of an
issue.
I had an Android and it didn't work for me.
Not a fan. Yeah.
Number two on our overview this week, a data leak from a Russian delivery app ended up being something that was cool for us.
Who knew? Yes. Yeah, who knew that this would make international news? So it's a massive data leak from a Russian food delivery service that's called Yandex. It's basically their version of Grubhub. And from this leak, we found out where Putin's oldest daughter, Luisa, lives in her apartment. It's a $2 million apartment. And this is his daughter with his ex-mistress. And so now we know where they live because of their food orders. So it's kind of, it gives you a little pause for, you know, concern for if you're doing this on an American app.
Right. All right, what's the good news from Twitter this week, number one?
Well, this wasn't the most, you know, this was the biggest story of the week in terms of how many people are excited about it. Twitter has finally, after years, they finally admitted they're going to test an edit feature so you can actually edit your tweets. Now, Elon Musk is getting credit for this, even though this has been in the works before he joined the board this week as well. But it's
good news.
All right,
let's hear it for Elon Musk. Hooray! That's it, our list of the top five items this week from technology. 59 past the hour. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan here.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.